Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What do you like about the Morning Bowl?
Justin Hollup from Sealy.
I love Facebook fights. It cracks me up every morning.
I love it when they do stupider than George.
I'm Amanda from Angleton. I absolutely love Can I Get an Amen? Makes me feel great every morning.
Make your mornings fun with the Morning Bull. George Moe and Cowboy Dave on 100.3 The Bull.
Stupider! 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 Than George!
Well, I don't think I've done anything in the last couple of days that would qualify for stupider than George.
But we heard something this morning.
Okay, that one thing. That one thing that I did. But here's the thing. I always get people saying, why do you always talk about stupid people from Florida? Evidently, Floridians that have moved here to Texas are very upset when you do that.
Well, let me tell you.
So I thought today I would focus on us. Texas story. Mm-hmm. An Indiana story where Mo was born. A Kentucky story where I was born.
Oh. Well, all right. We got okay. A big bag of tricks today.
We got it all today on
Stupider than George.
It starts with a breaking story right here in Houston. Actually, not far from Cowboy Dave. In spring this morning, evidently there has been a bunch of stupid criminals that tried to steal an ATM.
An ATM at a bank on fire. That's what Precinct 4 deputies found when they got to the Wells Fargo on FM 2920 near Hallworth. That was around 3 this morning. They think would-be thieves use a torch to try and get into that ATM.
Okay, did you catch that? They used a blowtorch to try to cut open the ATM. They caught all the money on fire.
Jeez.
And it burned. And they ran off. The good news is that police say that they can see them very clearly.
Yeah,
on
you
the
hear
ATM
that?
Security footage because they are
stupider than George.
They're coming to get you.
A blowtorch,
man.
Paper money. Anybody?
Genius.
Here's a story for you. High speed chase in Indiana featured a lady by the name of Holly Sansorn. She was originally stopped for suspicion of shoplifting from a Kohl's. See, what did I tell you? Kohl's is the place to go.
I'm telling you.
She shrugged and said, excuse me for just a second. I gotta go. She jumped in her car and started speeding away while police were chasing her. She started tossing the stolen items, panties and bras, out of the window of her car. Police say several hit their windshield. I kept thinking of like Smokey and the Bandit.
Right,
or something.
Yeah.
She was finally caught and charged with theft, resisting arrest, and for being
stupider than George.
How big were the panties? Is it like enough?
I don't know if it was granny panties or if it was thaw. I'm
we
not
should
sure.
Investigate.
And final story, a woman from Kentucky was arrested on Sunday. She admitted to police that she'd been drinking all day before getting in the car to teach her son a lesson.
What?
She strapped her 12-year-old in the car with her and took off driving at speed she admitted topped 150 miles an hour.
What the heck is she driving?
To try to scare her kid who had been getting in trouble at school. She said she just wanted to teach him a lesson.
Oh, no.
Police say she smelled of alcohol, was slurring her words, was taken to the county detention center because not only is she a bad parent, she is
stupider than George.
I want to know what she was driving to do 150
miles
an hour.
I know, 150 miles an hour.
Holy cow.
I want to see the car.
You might say they're full of bull. George Moe and Cowboy Dave, the Morning Bull.
I love a good non-filtered, fine-aged woman.
Yeah.
We've got to talk Loretta Lynn's hunky birthday dreams, and
hello,
we'll do
baby.
That up next. But first, Moe's Morning Bullsheet brought to you this morning by Bayway Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram. So I know a couple people who can talk themselves anywhere.
Yeah.
Do you know who I am? Like, I can go back there.
Yeah.
Thomas Rhett, not one of those guys. Turns out he was on tour one time and had a little bit of an issue.
On the Florida Georgia Line tour, and I was out watching the opening act, I think it was Frankie Ballard, from front of house. And if you know me, I never carry a pass with me. My managers don't even give me a pass because it will be lost within 2 days. So I usually am walking with someone that has a pass that can take me somewhere, but this time I didn't. I walked through the crowd by myself, went in front of house, and then I had to walk back. And I realized I have 10 minutes before my show starts. So I start making my way backstage. Well, there's three different security guards that will not let me back. I don't have my cell phone. I can't call anyone. And I'm trying to, like, point at the poster in the hallway, like, hey, that's, like, my face. And I have to get back there because I'm about to start. And I literally didn't get back there until, like, 1 minute before my show went on. So it really taught me to keep up with a laminate and a pass.
Wow. Doesn't matter who you are, Thomas Rhett. Yep. But let's be real. Most security guards can be persuaded, right? You can wink at them a little way. Yeah. So I think we need to find these sticklers, kind of give them a high five and hire them for some of our events. All right, so y'all know I love celebrating birthdays, like, to the extreme.
Yeah, you do go over the top, yep.
So even though this one is not like your typical milestone birthday, I'm definitely a proponent of Loretta Lynn throwing a blowout party for her upcoming 87th birthday.
That's pretty big.
Right? So in honor of her 87th, she's having a bunch of artists who are going to take part in her all-star birthday celebration concert in Nashville, okay? I'm talking huge names. Alan Jackson, Darius, Casey Musgraves, Keith Urban, Lil Big Town, Martina, Miranda, Trisha Garth, George Strait's going to be there. It's quite the invite list, okay?
That is quite a list.
But in a very new development, one of these artists might have to perform twice. Uh-oh. So Miss Loretta Lynn said she is so excited to celebrate her birthday with all of her friends. This will be her first party ever.
What?
And so she wants to make sure all of her wishes come true, right? Because she, you know, you never know. She has one wish, and that is she wishes that Keith Urban would jump out of her birthday cake.
I mean, who doesn't want that?
Bow chicka bow wow.
Yeah.
So she wrote this on Twitter, obviously what most 87-year-old women do. Keith Urban saw it and responded and said, "Your wish is my command, Miss Loretta."
Wow. Oh, my gosh. I love that man.
I am. Can you imagine Keith
That's
Urban
awesome.
Jumping out of a birthday cake?
Hey, here I am.
That is a birthday party I've got to get a ticket to. It'll be funny. And, I mean, how do you tell Loretta Lynn no?
No, exactly. I can't wait to see the videos.
So funny.
That's Moe's Morning Bullsheet. The good, the bad, the gossip from Nashville.
Here's the wearing shorts with jackets. It's the Morning Bull with George Moe and Cowboy Dave.
Netflix has announced that they're raising their prices by $2 a month on most of their plans. Moe, do you have Netflix?
I don't.
Cowboy?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of, you have to, right?
No, I like to go outside and do other activities. I don't watch TV.
You hush.
you just hush over there.
I'm 30. And
you're addicted to television.
I'm not addicted to it.
Are you kidding me?
Okay, I'm kind of addicted.
Yes, you're paying a lot of money, and this was like a 20% increase, and you're still paying for it, but you won't buy clothes at a regular store.
That's right. It goes to Goodwill.
See, you know what? I didn't think about it, but I didn't even bat an eye.
When they raise their prices?
When they said they were going to raise their prices. I didn't even bat an eye on it.
So.
It's because they're so far into your bloodstream.
Everybody is talking about how many people. We have a poll up how many people are on your Netflix account. And I told you guys, I shared my Netflix account with someone that I met here in Houston. One of the first people that I kind of became friends with.
Uh-huh.
And then he and I had a falling out. We haven't talked in 2.5 years.
Wait, what?
Wait, is this a dude you met on Craigslist?
No. It's actually a guy that was one of the first people I met when I moved to Pearland.
Mm-hmm.
And we haven't talked in 2.5 years, and I know he still watches my Netflix.
What, do you think he's going to kill you if you change it?
Well, here's the thing. There's a reason I can't change it.
Your password?
Yeah. And I'll tell you that in just a second. But first, Tracy is on the phone. Tracy, tell me your Netflix story. What's going on with you? What's happening?
Okay, so a year ago, I was dating a guy, and he signed into his Netflix account. Well, I broke it off with him, and I'm still watching it. But
what?
The best thing about it is when I look at the account, it's a guy named Derek, and I've never dated a guy named Derek. So obviously, it's somebody that he knows.
Oh, my gosh. So you're stealing from him when he was stealing from somebody else.
Or he's got he's got a second family somewhere, and his real name's Derek.
Right, exactly.
That's hysterical.
That is hysterical. Thank you, Tracy.
No problem. Y'all have a good day.
All right, so here's the reason I can't change my Netflix. I'm kind of in a little bit of a situation like Tracy. First of all, Deanna's mom, who's in her 70s. Uses it, and if so, somebody would have to actually go to her house and change
physically
all of it, not only her TV but her Kindle and her phone, because she sometimes watches phones when she flies out to see her sisters and stuff like
Bless
that.
Bless her heart.
And my uncle, who lives in farthest backwoods Kentucky, I would have to fly to Louisville and drive like 3 hours. And change his, because he doesn't know how to change it.
Or,
so I can't really change my password.
Or you could stop stealing from the company.
I'm breaking the law.
And pay for their own.
I'm not stealing. So we want to know, we have a little poll up right now on Facebook. What are the numbers? By the way, Kyle King, our social media manager, what are the numbers on the poll right now for people that share their passwords?
So far, over 49% of Bull Nation on our Twitter account, at the Bull Houston, says that they have more than three people sharing passwords.
Wow. And you know what? Can you imagine if Netflix was actually getting all of that money for all of those
all the
people?
Accounts?
Yeah, they wouldn't be, you know, having so many issues. Yeah,
we're at the Deerleys over Christmas break, and I'm over here like, I don't share my, I gave my password to every single dude there.
Everybody, right. And you want to say, oh, you, and this also, you know, it's like you see a show on there and you want to share it with somebody, so.
Chandler's on the phone. Girlfriend, who are you sharing your Netflix password with?
So I dated a guy in college who rodeoed. And we were on the road a lot because we traveled. And we created a Netflix one night so we could have TV to watch on the road.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we broke up a few months later. And I still knew his password and his email because I created everything. Well, I got really invested in one of the shows on Netflix. And I was like, my luck. I'm going to be on, like, the last episode of the last season, and he's going to change his password.
Right.
So I was going to be sneaky and change the password. Well, my ding-dong self didn't realize it was going to send him an email that it changed the password. So then, in reality, I got myself kicked off the Netflix.
Oh, no!
Daggum buckle bunnies, man, I swear.
There's a reason we're all not criminal masterminds, and they're really, you know, we were talking too about Netflix raising the price and how I didn't even bat an eye that it's going to be a couple bucks more. That's kind of the new model, if you will. Everything is a subscription, right?
Everything.
It's like, it's only $9.99 a month or whatever.
With automatic renewal that you don't even realize.
Yep.
By the time you notice it, it's done it 30 times.
It's exactly right. And so here in the studio, we were talking about this in between songs. And Kyle, you actually figured up how much you pay a month on these subscription services?
Yes. A while ago, my wife and I cut the cord on cable and we switched to all this stuff. Here's all the things that we have.
Oh, no.
Hulu. Netflix, HBO Go, Starz, Showtime, the WWE Network, and UFC Fight Pass.
Wow.
All of that is $74 a month.
Wow.
Still better than cable.
Yeah.
That's the truth.
Just saying.
We love Texas. You love Texas. God bless Texas. God bless Texas. It's Morning Bull with George, Mo, and Cowboy Dave.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!